Well, let me start by thanking all of you for being here today. For those whom I haven't met, I am Errol Davis. I'm the Chancellor of the University System of Georgia. On behalf of the Board of Regents, let me first say that I appreciate your being here. We appreciate the support that many of you have given to our system. Today, the Board of Regents met a challenge. It was a challenge that the governor threw out last summer, as we had a year earlier given him some of our thinking on tuition policies. The governor came back last summer and challenged us to come up with some options that included predictability as well as maintaining the historical access that we have had for our system. And today I'm pleased to report that I believe that the Board of Regents has met that challenge by implementing the new tuition policy, which will go into effect in the fall of 2006. There are essentially two parts to this policy. The first part, of course, deals with existing and returning students. We are able to maintain Georgia's status as a state providing broad access to public higher education at an affordable price. For these existing students, the board has approved what we consider to be a reasonable increase in tuition, and that will be 5% at our research universities, 4% at our regional and state universities, and 3% at our two-year colleges. Those types of increases will allow us to maintain the quality that the public has come to expect from us and to provide the services that the students believe are appropriate and that they are increasingly dependent upon, while at the same time, of course, keeping tuition affordable and certainly competitive on a regional basis. But our big news today, of course, is the tuition policy and how it affects first-year students this fall, who will be enrolling in the 35 campuses of this system. With this new policy, as I mentioned, we have met, I believe, the governor's challenge, and the result is a win for everyone. It is a win for students, it is a win for parents, and it is also good public policy and good for the state. Parents can now sit down around the kitchen table and plan with much greater predictability the cost of attending a public college or university in the state of Georgia. This is so because for incoming freshmen, we are guaranteeing a stable tuition rate for new students as well as those who will come in subsequent years. This means that the freshman class entering in the fall of 2006 will pay the same tuition rate for 4 years. For students entering our research universities and regional and state universities, this, of course, is a four-year guarantee. For those in our two-year colleges, we're guaranteeing the rate for 3 years. So in addition to providing stability and predictability for students and families, the new policy encourages students to graduate in a timely manner. Obviously, the guarantee is for 4 years, and at the end of four, in our four-year institutions, the price will go up. The policy will benefit the state. If more students move through the system more quickly, we free space for additional students and can better utilize our existing resources and lessen the pressures to add additional resources to accommodate more students. But the bottom line of our new policy is our belief and our action on that belief that we have a responsibility to remove financial barriers to educational access and attainment. And we believe that this new tuition policy continues the board's tradition of meeting that responsibility. Let me turn the podium over at this point to the chair of the Board of Regents, our chair, J. Timothy Shelton. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chancellor. I'm not going to embellish on what the Chancellor has told you, except to say that we're extremely excited about this new tuition policy. Governor, I want to personally thank you for the support that you've given us for this past year, in particular in terms of working with us to come up with a formula that makes sense for especially the parents of students here in Georgia. And I speak from experience. I have a daughter in school here in Georgia, and I can tell you that this will do specifically two things that I'm excited about. It's number one, going to encourage my daughter to graduate in 4 years. And the second thing it's going to do is, as the chancellor mentioned, it's going to make the cost of education much more predictable. So that ought to be a welcome to all citizens of Georgia. So we're excited about this. We think it's the right move for the university system, for the higher education in Georgia. And Governor, with your continued support and that of the legislature, we hope we'll continue to make new paths to create a higher, a more educated Georgia, as we say.
Thank you so much for your help. Thank you very much.
Tim and Chancellor, you not only have met the challenge, I think you've exceeded the challenge, and I want to thank you for your leadership and for Chairman Shelnut and really all the regents who have looked at this with those goals in mind to continue the quality. We will never sacrifice quality in our higher education system in Georgia, but to continue the quality, building the quality of a world-class university system, but also with a mind toward accessibility and affordability and predictability. And that this policy accomplishes all those goals while having the public policy goal, again, of incentivizing students with encouragement from their parents from becoming more efficient and utilizing our facilities in a way they can graduate in 4 years. Is that kind enough way to say that?
Yes,
but we want to encourage those students to make their way through to a diploma and in the time period that was originally designed. And I want to thank you. I can't tell you how proud I am of this partnership that we have here, and I applaud the Board of Regents and the leadership of the Chancellor to make the cost of attending Georgia's colleges more predictable. All of us know the advantages of a fixed-rate mortgage, and we thought that the idea of a fixed rate could apply to another major expense, and that is college tuition as well. So under the new plan, tuition for Georgia's incoming freshmen will be fixed for four, and they're locking into one fixed tuition rate for 4 years with all the incentives that that incurs. And I think this guarantee helps Georgians by giving them certainty as they plan out their family resources. And as Tim indicated, for those of us parents who have had one or two or maybe three children in college at the same time, predictability is a real blessing when it comes to that, of knowing what those budgets will look like and being able to count on those budgets, and eliminates the worry of adjusting those plans because of rising tuition. So I have a great deal of respect for this body as they lead our university system and guide it. We are absolutely delighted to have Errol Davis here as chancellor, and I very much appreciate the regents and the way that they are interacting with you and the valuable work that you're doing. And it's because of the Board of Regents and our university system and its uniqueness that our university system has become the success it is today. I think one of the best parts of the new Georgia is the independent arms of government working in partnership and in tandem together as a team for the betterment of all Georgia, and that's that gives me a great deal of pleasure. This emphasis on teamwork and partnership allows us to share ideas like this one that provide great benefit to the families and students of Georgia University System. And again, I want to thank you, Chancellor Davis, and your staff, as well as Tim Shelnut. Also want to pay tribute to another person who served as interim chancellor. Corliss Cummings is here, and she was the one that, along with Chairman Shelnut, that essentially attended the budget session last fall, where we continued to talk about this idea that we had broached for a couple of years. And Corliss, I want to thank you and Tim both for getting the chancellor well briefed on our discussions from that area, and coming up with plans that really, as I said, not only meet this challenge, but exceed it. And thank you very much for all of you.